Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Grace greetings. Let's dig into the 18th verse of Luke chapter 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me, and I want to start here to preach the gospel to the poor. We've done all kinds of intro work and talked about some of the peripherals of this verse and some of the things from the Old Testament, but it really begins with to preach the gospel to the poor. Notice that the very first thing Jesus says His anointing is for Him to do is to preach. And so we cannot lose the concept of Jesus the preacher. In fact, very little is said of Jesus the preacher. Preaching has fallen into ill repute in a lot of circles. Even by the time of the Apostle Paul, he said, by the foolishness of preaching, many would be saved. And it's still not considered very honorable to this day. There's a certain set of connotations that come if someone was to say, what do you do for a living? And you say, I'm a preacher. Most preachers won't even say that. They'll say, I'm a pastor. I'm an evangelist. They title it rather than saying what they do. They give people their title. And I found myself doing it because there's such a negative connotation to being a preacher because it sounds preachy. And in a society where preachiness is so looked down upon, people don't want to identify themselves as a preacher. But Jesus' first anointing is to preach the gospel to the poor. So He was a proclaimer. Proclamation is the same as to preach. He'll have actually three proclamations in the middle of this verse. He'll preach the gospel to the poor, proclaim liberty to the captives, and proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord. So of all of the things that He's going to do, most of them are preach. So Jesus was in the preaching ministry. He was constantly opening His mouth and proclaiming a truth to people. The primary preaching that Jesus would do is to preach the gospel to the poor, and the gospel is the good news. Good news to the poor. It is fascinating to me that the Son of God, God wrapped in human flesh, smeared over with the very Spirit of God, to open His mouth and proclaim, hey, good news, earth. His first audience is to tell good news to the poor. And this scripture does not just mean spiritually poor. Everyone always tries to proclaim this as spiritually poor. Jesus was all about taking good news to destitute people, people who did not have other means by which to turn or by which to turn to. He was taking the gospel into the lives of people who could not provide for themselves, did not have a support system, who had been rejected by society, who was in the eyes of the world a failure, who did not have in many cases, the education, they did not have the influence, they did not have the ear of the people in charge, and Jesus circumvents all of the religious standards of the leaders and pastors and just takes it to the streets, for lack of a better term. The ministry of Jesus was built in alleyways and street corners and dining room tables, not in our dining room table sense, but you get my point. And He ignored the more conventional religious platforms in favor of taking the gospel to hillsides and feeding the hungry and taking the gospel into the homes of prostitutes, tax collectors. Some of these were spiritually poor. Many of these were financially poor. But the gospel resonated with people and still resonates with people who have nowhere else to turn. It does not mean the gospel is not for the wealthy. But Jesus Himself would say it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to make it into the kingdom. And the reason for that is because the rich man's going to depend on his own smarts, his own intelligence, his own wealth, and it's harder for him to submit himself to the grace of God. James would say, humble, God gives grace to the humble. It's very difficult for man to do that until he sees himself from the place of poor. We'll pick this up tomorrow. See ya.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.